cancer is not a death sentence anymore. We know how to address cancer in terms of prevention, in terms of detecting it, and to some extent in terms of treating it. The problem we see is that there's been huge progress in high-income countries, where now a lot of cancers can be addressed through immunization, through addressing tobacco consumption, alcohol consumption, physical inactivity, which are some of the key risk factors for cancers, and also by detecting breast cancer, cervical cancer early on and treating them, for example. The problem is that in the lower income countries, the progress has not been the same, and we still see a huge toll in those countries, and that's where we need to focus now.
How are you tackling that specifically?
Well, we're supporting countries in a number of ways. We try to disseminate knowledge. We try to change the paradigm also about the fact that cancer is just not inevitable anymore, and we know what can be done to address these cancers. And then we're providing technical assistance to countries to help them strengthen their taxation on tobacco or alcohol, to help them set up cancer registries, to help set up screening and detection programs for cervical cancer, etc.
What would be the recommendations that you would make to our audience about the life choices that they can make to reduce the risk of certain cancers?
A large number of cancers can be prevented by adopting a healthier lifestyle. It's a question of not taking on tobacco, and if for those who smoke, to stop smoking. It's a question of conducting physical activity on a regular basis and watching what we eat and drink in terms of alcohol. But also, we need to have regular checkups to make sure that, you know, cancers can be caught very early on, and therefore through surgery or other types of treatment are treated early on before they spread.
With the development of better healthcare systems in the developing countries, there is a chance that they will also be able to say that cancer is no longer a death sentence, as you're saying, for other more developed countries?
Yes, we think it's possible. It's a question of political will. It's a question of tackling the issue, addressing it, but it is possible, definitely.
And so for those of us who aren't in Melbourne this week, what are some of the highlights that you can share with us about what you've experienced so far?
Well, there's first of all, I think, a very strong community of very motivated, very knowledgeable people here who are really driven by a common cause of increasing attention to cancer and getting action going. This ranges from, you know, a princess from Jordan whose kid was affected by cancer, to a singer who was affected by leukemia, to some of the top-level experts from all over the world, South Africa, the U.S., Australia, and many, many other countries. And together, I think there is a real common feeling that progress is happening. We do have ways now to detect a number of cancers, cervical cancer, lung cancer, breast cancer, etc., and to respond to them better.